please rise as we read from the Word of God. I know that the bulletin says verses 14 through 22, but I'm going to focus on one verse, and that's verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God, with God's people, and also members of His household. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Your comfort. Believe it or not, I'm out of my comfort zone right now. All you people keep moving around for some reason. And I would say it was because you don't want to get a missed you card, but I haven't done them in a couple of months. So I think you messed with me and get me out of my comfort zone. That's a weird feeling, isn't it? Really weird to be out of your comfort zone. 1972, the Stone Age. My parents did the unspeakable to me, taking me out of my comfort zone. They moved. For the first 12 years of my life, we lived in Mesquite, Texas. Big schools. I had the pleasure of being one of the first students at T.H. McDonald Junior High. That was back when they called it junior high, not middle and intermediate, in between school. But my parents, whatever reason, I know the reason, I'm not going to tell you, decided that they needed to move me to this bodunk little town called Wiley, Texas. Wide awake Wiley. That is the biggest bunch of baloney. That town rolled up its sidewalks at 4:30 in the afternoon. There was nothing wide awake about that town, period. So we moved there in the summer of 1972. And I thought my world had come to an end because I had no friends. I had no reason to be in that little farm town. I couldn't figure out what my parents' problem was. And September 1, started school. You ever been out of your comfort zone? Here I was thinking these hicks are going to be wearing overalls, boots, straw hats, and chewing on straw. I had this vision. You know how people from California think that all Texans own horses? That's where I was. Showed up, and they had better tennis shoes than I had. I never could figure out why my parents would do that to me. But the one thing that I did realize was I didn't fit in there. I didn't belong there. I didn't fit in. There was no way anyone could tell me that this was going to be a great life for me. You ever felt that way in your life? Have you ever felt that way in your spiritual life? You ever felt like, okay, I'm a Christian, so where do I fit in? Where do I fit in this grand scheme of life? Because now I'm out of my comfort zone. The things that I was accustomed to all my life. And now I'm in a place where I'm not real sure about this. Where do I fit in? So I came to the conclusion, growing up, or that first in Wiley, that there were some things that needed to happen, or this was going to be the downfall of the rest of my life. I would have reason to complain forever. And even at that age, I didn't like complaining because I always got in trouble complaining. Mom, I'm bored. Go mow the yard. Mom, I have nothing to do. Go do the dishes. So be careful what you say. So I had to figure out, okay, so how do I make this work for me? And we do the same thing in our spiritual walk. We've got to figure out, okay, how am I going to make this work? Okay, first of all, I have these promises that God has given me. I am a member of the household of God. I have the promise of eternal life. Those are God's promises to me. I have the opportunity to do something that I've never imagined I could do with God's help. So as that young teenager, there were a couple of things that I had to do. You see, when we moved to Wiley, it wasn't up to everybody else to come and buddy up to me. Because for them, I was out of their comfort zone too. I was that weird kid, that stranger that has now invaded their circles. So in order to fit in order to become part of that community, I had to search out my own self. Okay, so what is it that I want to do? What is it I want to be a part of within this eighth grade group? So I had to do different things. Because, you see, I didn't know what my talents were. Yeah, I played football, but I set up a bench. Because in a big city, if you're not 6'8", 290 pounds at the age of 11, you're not going to play. In our spiritual walk, when we become a Christian, when we enter into that family, into that community, we have to find out what works for us. We hear all the time these preachers, these goofy preachers, and we take that vow to use my gifts and talents. What are my gifts and talents? What is it that I have that no one else has? And so we search ourselves. And becoming part of a group or this over here or testing this out. Aaron made a perfect example this morning about the worship. What? Conference thing on Saturday?
Workshop.
He said, if you have ever thought or considered music in church, I invite you to come and participate. He's not going to make you sign a contract because I won't let him. But this is an opportunity to see if maybe that's where I fit in. Maybe that's an area that I want to explore. You see, we personally can't just sit back and wait for God to hit us over the head with a 2x4. He expects us to become part of that family. So testing out the waters for ourselves. So, as the young teenager, I decided I was going to try football. I'd sat on the bench before. I don't have a problem sitting on the bench. I get to wear a cool uniform and not get it dirty. They had this other thing. It was called FFA. No clue what that meant. They didn't have that in Mesquite. So I thought, well, I'll try that out. That was fun. They had all these different little things that I tested. Still wasn't good at football, so I rode the bench. Ag, loved it. But there was this one class that I took, and I enjoyed it, and took that class from that point on, and that was mechanical and architectural drawing. That's so cool. And I found where I fit in certain areas. Did I fit in everywhere? No. I didn't fit in the locker that they crammed me in my freshman year. But I tried. You see, God has given us the promise, when you accept my Son as your personal Savior, you are now part of a family. You have received this promise. You are one of my children. But you see, for us, that's not enough. We want to fit in. So we need to start looking around, finding that place where we fit in. Yes, you fit perfectly in that pew. But God doesn't intend for us to be pew potatoes. He intends for us to participate in the ministries of outreach and mission that reach out to others so others can be welcomed in. Some areas are going to be out of your comfort zone. But once you get there, you may think, hey, this is a lot better place to sit. I can see the preacher better. I didn't realize that singing in the choir was so enjoying and so educational when Aaron talks about triple jumps. Or whatever it is you talk about over there that I don't understand. You see, unless you and I get out of that pew and we start moving around, others aren't going to be, they're not going to know how to react to you. Because you might not want to be in that area. Now, I can tell you that a lot of the outreach ministries in this church, unless it's, they've done it just because I'm the preacher, they reach out and try to get people to try out those ministries that are going on. And the cool thing is, if it doesn't work for you, that's okay. Because teaching Sunday school may not be your thing. Singing in the choir may not be your thing. But we just have to find out. Jigsaw puzzle together. Church is a jigsaw puzzle. Every one of us is a piece of that puzzle. And I have tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to shove a piece of a puzzle piece into a certain place where it doesn't go. And it just doesn't work. But when we find where that part, that piece fits perfectly, it's a beautiful picture. Where do I fit in? Where God has cut out that puzzle piece for us to get, fit into. So, when I graduated from Wiley High School in 1978, that was the hardest thing for me to do because I had found where I fit in. I had found that my parents were thinking of me when they did that. When they moved to that small town, they took me out of a situation that was going to be detrimental to my life. God takes us from our comfort zone into places where we are a little bit nervous about. But when we find our place within the community of Christ, we realize that it's a perfect fit. We realize that, you know, God was right about all this. He took me from the outside to the inside. He took me from a place where I didn't fit in to a place where I fit perfect. He has shown me where I can go and participate and do things in my life that will glorify Him. And all it takes is for us to take that first step. All it takes is for us to say, you know, it's time to move. You know, it's time to get off the third row from the back and get up on the front row. No, it's not going to be comfortable at first. And yes, it's going to be hard to figure out where we fit in. But once we do, it's going to be. My freshman year in high school, after I finally got out of that locker, I had the greatest education I could have ever gotten. And I wore not only book-wise, but street-wise. I knew how to tie myself into a book. I knew how to show a pig. I knew how to play football. But most of all, I learned where God wanted me in my career for the rest of my life. So during those times where we don't feel like we fit in, maybe it's time for us to move. Maybe it's time for us to get to that spot when we fit perfectly into that jigsaw puzzle. So I want you to pray. Maybe God is calling you to do something different. Maybe God is calling you to move from there to there. Maybe God is calling you just to stand up. Maybe God's just calling you to come into His family. Maybe He's wanting a relationship. But once we accept Christ, we fit in because we have the promise of verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners or strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of His household. Let's pray. And gracious God, we thank You so much for Your love for us. Father, we know that sometimes we feel like we don't fit in. We know that it's just awkward. And we look and we search and we try to find that perfect spot for us. Father, we pray that you will open our eyes and direct us to where we feel we are making a difference and where we fit in. And that we're not feeling like we're sitting on the outside. Father, we pray and we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray all this in his precious name. Amen.